When we talk about the melt up or the skyrocket up, if you take a look at a longer time series of the U.S. equity market, really when you dive in, it is about the rally in a select group of shares, the FANG shares, the big fan mag, actually, because we're going to be speaking about one of them. Apple and Microsoft combine account for more than 10% of the S&P's value, which raises even more scrutiny of these companies because they are becoming systemically important in a way that few others have in history. Joining us now, Anurag Rana, Senior IT and Software Analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence. I want to drill into Microsoft in particular. A couple of interesting developments when it comes to their cloud development. Can you give us a sense of what the latest is there in the broader context of the import of this country, of this company within the sphere of the U.S. equity markets?
Yeah, absolutely. See, cloud's been talked about for a very long period of time. But when you look at the infrastructure piece of it, Amazon had the lead and, you know, had lead for years for just because of the early entrant being the first, you know, person in the market. Microsoft has done a phenomenal job over the last 6-7 years to scale that business up. It became the first and the most important part of Satya when he came in, close to 6 years ago now. And he has done a lot of good work in terms of working with their rivals, making Microsoft more open to open source software. And now their cloud portfolio is second to Amazon and a very close second. It's not a question of before the gap was very wide. Now, if you are looking to, you know, move any of your applications to the cloud, you can choose one or the other. It didn't. It does. It's not a slam dunk that it has to go to Amazon. And the most recent win or the big, you know, controversial contract is just around that. But, you know, Microsoft is in a great position today.
So give us the latest. I saw some news out, I guess, yesterday. A federal judge temporarily blocked Microsoft from working on a $10 billion Pentagon cloud computing contract after Amazon, I guess, asked for a delay. So give us a sense of how material that is and what's the story.
It's more a philosophical about that, you know, the second player beat the first player kind of argument, because financially, you know, with the amount of money Microsoft generates per year, you know, $1 billion per year is not, you know, right, financially that moving, but philosophically, it's a very important thing. We go back a few years when Amazon beat IBM to a similar CIA contract. It was all up in there. It's that Amazon's now up in front running when it comes to IT infrastructure. And, you know, this is similar. There's a lot of politics involved in it because of Jeff Bezos and the president. So, you know, there is a lot of argument over there. But both, and, you know, our take is, both companies will do really good in cloud. They have really good products, and you know, the market's large enough for both of them to be there.
So taking a step back, there's sort of an existential question when it comes to the U.S. equity market about how much further tech giants can go when it comes to their share prices rallying. They've led the charge globally, and I'm wondering, when you surveil the landscape of the tech giants, are there any clouds? Are there really any kind of, you know, harbingers of another time that's less auspicious for these? Or do you feel like it's just going to keep on going?
It's that's a very difficult question, because a lot
That's existential. I preface it that way.
See, a lot depends on the macro view. If the global economy slows down, nothing is sacred at that point. Tech spending, cloud being, you know, a growth area, yes. But the degree or the rate of growth will actually slow down for all products. So if you look at it, you know, our philosophy, you know, going into 2020, our thesis, what we should see a slowdown in some of the, you know, even the high growth areas. But it hasn't happened so far. Now, whether it gets pushed off in the middle of the year, the elections does it, if the virus, like there are so many macro factors out there, from, you know, weakness in Europe, weakness in Germany.
So I take this as a no.
It's difficult to say because the rate of growth is still holding up. And that's actually pretty impressive given where we are in the economic cycle.
All right. So Microsoft stock's up 75% over the past 12 months. Is it just the cloud? What's the story here?
It is just the cloud, but actually it's a funny part is, for Microsoft, it's not just the public cloud. It's actually what they call the hybrid cloud strategy, because what's happening is the you know, we wrote a piece called Cloud 2.0 when it talks about that the next phase of cloud growth is not going to come from the Netflixes of the world. It's going to come from the Disneys of the world that are moving their entire business to a digital platform. So they are the ones who are upgrading it. And guess what? Microsoft has a dominant position in the legacy IT infrastructure. So when people move that, they buy both their on-premise software and they buy their cloud program. So they're actually having what I would call is the best of both worlds.
Interesting stocks. But Satya Nadella is, you know, he's been there 6 years. He's kind of an unsung, maybe just in my mind, an unsung star of Silicon Valley. You think about, you know, the Bezos of the world.
He's being sung enough right now. He's being sung more. No, you think not? You
want to sing him some more? I still haven't come across a CEO going back to even, you know, the days of IBM's turnaround or Lee Iacocca. I think he's done better than any one of them because he has changed the philosophy of the company. He has changed the mindset of the company from... Who cared about Microsoft 7-8 years ago? And now the biggest player in software is growing faster than the software industry. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's
Paul,
pretty good.
Anurag's Valentine is Satya Nadella.
Yes, exactly. Anurag Rana covers all things technology for Bloomberg Intelligence. We appreciate him coming here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio, giving us his thoughts on Microsoft.